Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda en Caló this week is cuajedas, alternatively spelled and pronounced cuajitas for primarily English speakers. It comes from the Texas dialect of English. It came into that tongue as a borrowed word from the Comanche, Numanu, for whom it served as the name of the band of their tribe that lived in what's today eastern New Mexico and the Texas Panhandle, namely the Cuajadas. Because this band was the last of the Numanu to live autonomously, the Europeans, including the Spanish, Scots, Anglos, and Saxons, warred with them the longest, well into the 1800s. Out of this experience came the expression, put the cuajitas to something or someone, which came to replace locally the expression for stopping something or, quote, putting the kibosh, end of quote, to something or someone.
Cuajado.
Boy was happy. Coming home seemed to have worked out well, fast. He was settling into his new house, reawakening old friendships, and getting a whole new perspective of himself and his future. Most outstanding was the reblooming of his relationship with Meche. They'd known each other since elementary school, not playmates per se, but close enough that they practiced flirting with each other as children. Nice Lisa, boy. Trying to impress someone? Meche said to boy one morning as they passed in the hallway in the sixth grade. Pues you, boy said. Meche giggled. Nay, I got it for my birthday, but I had to wait until it got warm enough to wear, boy added. That giggle later led to a brief kiss in junior high. Just practice. The real kiss didn't come until prom night when they were juniors. But they were never boyfriend and girlfriend. Boy was too focused on school and getting out of the South Side, which he finally did when he went away to college. He never came back for long, and he never saw Meche again. Upon coming back much later in life, the idea of reconnecting with Meche became boy's focus, and it was going well. All was perfect, except for the counter attendant, Meche's daughter. She never turned up the scowl she gave boy when he first walked into the bakery. Meche welcomed him warmly when he showed up out of the blue. From the morning he walked in, an old dream came clearer and clearer into focus. He went by every morning and replayed old lines from the past. I bet you're one of those people who think they're not beautiful when obviously you are, boy said, reprising one of his first hits. Meche laughed uproariously, for she remembered the line from their childhood. We should go on a trip together, boy said one morning.
Oh, si, to where? Asked Meche.
To the back to make more empanadas, interrupted Meche's daughter. I'm going to put the cuajitas to this, she added adamantly. Meche looked up at boy and gave him a rapid succession of expressions, embarrassment, whimsy, truculence, and longing. Boy took a while to respond.
Me cuajaste, but me descuajé. Let's go to the back, Meche.
No, said boy. Meche giggled. Her daughter raised her shoulders and turned her head up exaggeratedly, defeated.
Ya, Lu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló.